This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian,
the captain.
And Mark.
We're going to go back into your phone calls. In fact, the phones are completely full right now. So if you're getting a busy signal, you can always install the Discord app on your phone or laptop device and or desktop computer and connect to our Discord server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. There's almost always somebody in there talking about something in a variety of different chat rooms. But during the show, there's four rooms there on the Discord server that are audio rooms. You can join one of those rooms, and then we'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking, well, earlier in the show we talked about the mask situation where some of the mask people have managed to get AMC theaters to reverse their decisions to not enforce mandatory masks. Now AMC is not just saying that it was going to recommend masks. They're saying it's going to be a mandate that you must wear a mask. Now maybe they're going to do it like Mark.
They use the word mandate?
Yes. Yeah, they've changed their perspective. Their earlier perspective was that they would not force customers, but they would recommend that customers use the masks.
Right.
Now they're saying that you must have a mask. You will be required to wear a mask if you go into
a... They said they didn't want it. They said that because they didn't want to be political, but then they allowed political opinion to sway them.
They sure did, and you know, you can't blame a business owner for being responsive to what they consider the market to be wanting. And according to polls, supermajority of Americans seem to like the masks. So
we here at Free Talk Live, we're fine with you listening to the show without a mask on.
Yeah, totally fine with that. In fact,
Free
I
Talk
thank
Lives
people.
Matter.
I make a point of thanking people for not wearing masks when I'm out and about. Yeah. I was at a restaurant today. I won't say which one, but I was at a restaurant today, and I said thank you to the person who happens to be one of the owners, but he was also the one serving us in that case. I said thank you for not. I just want to say thank you for not wearing a mask. And he went off on how ridiculous all this mask nonsense is, and all these mandates, and all the crackdowns and rules, and the garbage they've been shoving down business owners' throats.
I got a photo from a family member recently. Of a family member who had a milestone birthday, we'll say that, and all of the photos that I got sent, nobody was wearing a mask. People were hugging, holding hands, you know, that kind of thing, and it was so refreshing to see.
Yeah, thank God they weren't doing the drive-by birthday party, which some people did a couple months ago. Did you hear about that crap?
They allowed that to occur for anybody that, you know, wanted to come by
just
and
leave
say
gifts.
Happy birthday, but
that's what they did.
Like people literally like chuck gifts out the window onto the lawn and
here you go, Johnny.
Thing, so.
All right, we love you. Bye. Going on here, well, now they're doing it with the graduation signs. Have you seen those around town?
Or,
you haven't seen those around town? They're all over the place.
I think they're great. I think that they should continue doing that. I mean, what a way to celebrate whomever it is in your family that has graduated from whatever government indoctrination center they've graduated from. I mean, it's awesome, I think.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Seems kind of lame to me.
Yeah, whatever. If you
I mean, I generally think graduation's lame, period. Like, I skipped my high school graduation and didn't go to that crap. So I tend to think that anything associated with
pretty
it
clear.
Is lame, but I think this is pretty lame, too. We go on here. Your calls and thoughts, you can bring... The whole society is extra, extra lame now, more so than it ever has been. I mean, they're talking about doing drive-in concerts. Drive-in... There was a news story this week about a drive-in rave.
I wonder what the mosh pit's going to look like.
It's not.
Yeah. I mean, unless they do the thing where, like, they put everybody inside of those...
Bubble boys.
Bubble balls.
Now, that actually sounds like fun. You know, like, you need to go run up against people.
Could get hurt, though.
How would you get hurt in a big old bubble like that?
Whiplash.
That's, yeah, that's okay. Possible.
I've never done it before, so I can't speak to it. We go to, again, your calls here. Let's talk to Kirby. He's in Indianapolis listening online via YouTube. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Kirby.
Well, I just got a comment on cats like Jerome and Jay. Jerome needs to quit worrying about which pervert is in office, because in the end, they're all figureheads. They're liars, and they're not going to do what they told you they were going to do.
Absolutely.
Jay needs to get up off that hate. I understand where it comes from. Brother Malcolm referred to it as the hate that hate made.
You're talking about, for the listeners that are just tuning in, you're talking about Jay, who called in last hour with some very hostile-sounding questions about Europeans leaving the United States or somehow ending an occupation or whatever, and it sounded like he really hated Europeans, but he kept dodging around.
It sounded like he wanted white people to leave America.
Answering that, but what do you, well, you go ahead, Kirby.
He sounds like what they call a Hebrew Israelite. Mm. Don't know if you're familiar with them, but
yes,
the black folks who are stuck on the Bible and think that black folks are the original Jew, mm-hmm, and that when Jesus comes back, he's going to start a race war, black folks will win, and enslave all the
if
white
If you
people.
Think Jesus is going to start a race war, I'm just going to suggest you haven't really understood the message that Jesus was trying to convey.
If Jesus does start a race war, suddenly I'm changing sides.
To what side?
Whatever side Jesus is on.
Well, if Jesus starts a race war, I'm going to eat my own gun because I can't deal with that.
I heard, I don't blame you, man.
I have an issue with religion. Religion is the biggest problem we have. All this racist garbage is essentially in the Quran, the Bible, and the Torah.
Really?
They, those three books have justified hating people for this reason or that reason. They're the only three. These are three religions that have never said it's wrong to own another human being.
Right. There's the thing. Really? That's the thing that I've really got a problem with.
How to treat your slave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And Jesus could have, right? Mm-hmm. So God walks among us, and slavery is either right or wrong. God could have just mentioned, maybe even written down. That'd be awesome, mm-hmm, right? Written down.
Hey, stop this stuff.
Slavery's wrong. Yeah. Wash your hands after you poop. Be nice to each other. Like, that would be really awesome.
Wear
had
a mask.
Done that. Yeah.
Kidding.
That was on the one tablet of the 15 commandments that got dropped and broken.
Right.
All right, Kirby, anything else you want to share? He's gone.
Just that I wish people would start to think for themselves.
Yeah, me too.
Believing the garbage.
Just doesn't seem like.
By the way, I'm not putting on a mask.
Good for you, brother. I appreciate that. I'm with you, and I am also not going to be putting on a mask. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mike is in Bowling Green, Kentucky, listening to WKCT. Go ahead, Mike. Hello,
Mike.
Somebody's there. Just heard somebody put their phone down or pick up their phone. Hello. Person who's
Hello?
Picking up their phone.
Hey, yeah.
You're on the air. Is your name Mike?
Yes, sir, it is.
You're on the radio, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a first-time caller and long-time listener.
Welcome.
Listen every Saturday night.
Thank you. What do you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys, first of all, I'm pro-life and pro-gun, and I'm a Trump supporter.
Mm.
I'm probably maybe already your enemy. I don't know.
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
I mean, I don't like to think of myself as having enemies. There are people with whom I disagree on things, but if I can disagree with somebody without them wanting to kill me, then they're not my enemy.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, of course, you know all this big mess across the country, there's rioting and stuff, but, you know, they're taking down or tearing down our statues left and right, and you know, those things have been there for you know, decades, maybe some of them 100 years, and they're just tearing them down, and the government or whoever just lets them get away with it like it's no big deal. But, you know, these guys, the Federalists, you know, they've been in the Civil War, they fought for what they believed in, just like our soldiers did in Vietnam, you know. I was a Vietnam vet. My brother was a Vietnam veteran. My dad served in
two completely pointless wars, mind you. The Civil War, entirely destructive, self-destructive, and completely unnecessary. Slavery would have ended on its own volition over time, which is how it ended in the rest of the world, for the most part. And, of course, Vietnam was also a completely unnecessary war that ended up with, 50,000 U.S. soldiers dead for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree with you, but you know, my point is, these guys were doing, you know, they were doing what they were told to do, and what they, I don't know if they all believed in or not, but they were drafted. My brother was drafted.
Yeah, unfortunately, and Mike, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Doing what you're told to do is not a virtue. because that will lead to tyrannical, horrifying things happening, as it has happened in so many times across the planet. I think all the statues ought to come down, all the war statues. Bring them all down. There's more coming up here in moments. If you want to buy one and keep it on your property, then you should do that. More coming up.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Whether you want to talk about the mask people winning the fight against AMC theaters, now AMC saying they're going to mandate masks to go to their theaters starting when they reopen in July. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark here in the studio tonight. Or you can just bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. They've got a great introductory setup there at Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines and such, you can do that as well. They've got a great news site at news.bitcoin.com. So get on over to Bitcoin.com and start learning about cryptocurrency stuff. Now, Mark, you wanted to comment further before we go right back into the calls. You wanted to comment on this whole statues being torn down. The last caller was from the South. He was upset.
I'm from the South, too.
Seeing some statues be torn down from the Civil War.
Right. I don't support statues being torn down. Let me make that clear. Somebody destroying a statue.
What about Saddam Hussein's statue in Iraq?
Somebody who destroying a statue that does not belong to them.
Who does it belong to?
Who does what belong to?
The statues.
Of Saddam Hussein?
Any old statues in a public park or public location. Aren't those public?
Well, I'm not entirely sure that's true. In many cases, the statues were donated. In case of Christopher Columbus, all over America in the early 20th century, the Italian-American clubs would donate Christopher Columbus statues.
And well, when you donate a thing, you no longer have control over it.
I hear you, but they paid for it, and the people who knocked the head off of it didn't. So,
well, they paid taxes for years and years and years.
For what? The 6x6?
For the parks.
The 6x6 spot that the statue sits on?
The parks are upkept by
the maintenance of the statues, too.
Yeah.
The statues
somebody's in there doing maintenance on
that. Okay. Again, my opinion stands. I do not support the destruction of statues. In many cases, these statues are being destroyed by people who put nothing into them, and the people who are doing them didn't pay taxes.
Everybody pays taxes.
These are people barely out of their parents'
Everybody pays taxes.
Right.
If you pay rent, you're paying taxes.
I don't care about the third cent that you paid towards the Christopher Columbus statue. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Christopher Columbus as a historical figure.
He's a murderer.
Right? No shortage of that.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is statues... Again, you can see any statue's divisive as a, Republican.
That's why I say take them all down.
That's why I say it, too.
I don't think you're wrong in that, it might be a nice thing to offer the Italian-Americans to come and get their statue of Christopher Columbus, kind of give them first dibs on it.
I think it is.
But otherwise, I think they should give it to the highest bidder.
Right. If the government paid for the statue and the statue is of a human being... Mm-hmm. Then that statue should be put off for auction. If the statue is some kind of, like that bull that's in New York,
mm-hmm.
All right? I don't think people are upset about bulls, but I think the bull is good, right?
I think you could repurpose it as the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull.
And but when it comes to the statue, like in Africa, they tore down a statue of Gandhi. You can't make people happy with who the person is.
Okay, take them down.
So I believe, at least from the caller and from the news blurbs that I've seen, the whole bit about tearing down the statues is that it's supposed to be something like, getting rid of the symbols of slavery.
Yep.
Right? And I'm all for that. Now, if you're going to tear down the statues and the monuments to slavery, then I suggest you start at every state capitol, the Pentagon, the White House, for example, and you just go ahead and topple those, because those are all monuments and symbols of slavery.
Absolutely. Take them all down.
I reject that particular notion.
Good coat of fire will fix that.
Right. So slavery, there's a statue of Vercingetorix in Paris.
Who's that?
He is a Gaul that fought against Caesar. Both sides own slaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, good, bad, or indifferent. Slavery is basically the human condition for the last 10,000 years. The idea of a free man is a pretty unique thing.
And statism is the vehicle by which the slavery has continued even to this day.
100%. So, if you want to buy the statue, and you want to put that statue prominently displayed on private property,
fine.
As far as I'm concerned, blow the head off of anybody who wants to come and deface your statue. And I think that's completely fair. Turn it into strawberry jam.
If it's on private property, then it should be nobody else's business. But if it's on public property, I say they all should be taken down and auctioned and let the highest bidders take them. And maybe the highest bidders would be Black Lives Matter, and they would say, you know, melt the statue down in some sort of public desecration. Whatever. That's fine.
That's what happened with the Berlin Wall, right? You could buy, I think you probably still can buy pieces of the Berlin Wall, maybe not from Germany. I don't know how you get your pieces of the Berlin Wall.
Somebody will sell you one.
But, you know, somebody's offended by the notion that the Berlin Wall is being sold.
I got some
pieces.
Broken concrete back there. I can sell you that.
I actually went to the prison that I was at for many years and got a chunk of concrete from the building I worked at. Huh. So,
how'd you do that?
They were tearing it down.
So you went there as they were tearing it down?
Yeah, I happened to be there.
Okay.
Well, there was no one there.
Sweet.
Just drove up and picked up a chunk of rock.
Still have it?
Yep.
All right, we go back to your calls and thoughts. Peter is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Peter. Peter, California, going once. Peter in California, going twice. All right, we're just going to put Peter back on hold. We'll see.
Peter Griffin.
Maybe he'll come back later. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bad Slave.
Bad Slave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I wanted to put in that a couple of questions here, real short, yes or no's. And the question would be, do children have high curiosity? Are people
generally.
Kids, are they born curious?
Generally.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, and parents generally like that. And the other thing would be, is not the delivery of data, which is learning, is not the delivery of data, the cost of that, approaching zero?
Certainly, in the information age, it does cost near to zero to deliver gigabytes upon terabytes of data. I mean, it doesn't cost much at all.
The
most
profitable one-person businesses are information services. You write a book about something, you're an expert in an area, you put that out, it costs almost nothing for duplication on the Internet, and it's almost pure profit.
There you go. So all of us are in agreement. The next thing would be, do people, are they better off staying at a private institution or even home or are they better off being, corralled in a big yellow bus and hauled to, a place where a lot of harm gets done? Government schools.
You're suggesting government schools are a really bad way for learning to happen, and I happen to agree with you on that. Certainly,
I think they're intended so that both parents have to go out and earn wages, so that they have to pay taxes on those wages, so that they have more money that they can pay more taxes with.
Yep. Thanks, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. And if you care about your kids, you should get them out of government school, whether it's unschooling or homeschooling or some other alternative. That's a better choice. We're coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As some protesters are calling for defunding police departments in the wake of the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Vice President Mike Pence says that's not the way to go.
What happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis was a disgrace. It shot shock the conscience of the nation. But what this president did was sit down with law enforcement, sit down with African American leaders, and listen and find ways that, look, we can improve public safety. We can give law enforcement more tools and to more training opportunities in the use of force, but we're not going to defund the police.
A surge in coronavirus cases is now prompting Houston to increase safety measures. Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo.
The idea is to see this as a no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
This is USA Radio News. A Latino man was shot and killed by a Los Angeles County deputy. Eyewitness 7 TV reporter Leanne Suter has the story.
My parents are completely destroyed.
Friends, family, and community members, you can see behind me here, are gathering for a vigil here near the scene where the 18-year-old was killed. They are demanding justice in a shooting that they say was completely unjustified.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to him, and it hurts me so much. I don't understand why they did this to him.
A heartbroken family demanding answers and an independent investigation after 18-year-old Andres Guardado was shot and killed by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies last night.
Why would a deputy shoot him 7 times behind his back? What a cowardly move is that? He couldn't even see the person that was going to shoot him.
Tensions erupting overnight after the deadly gunfire rang out in Gardena.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And we will continue here. What do you want to talk about? Statues being toppled or masks and the freedom to not wear them? And how it seems like most Americans are in favor of masks.
Hey, I'm going to start a new political party.
What's that?
It's called the Mr. T Party.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool who votes.
Well, voting usually doesn't make a difference either way. And one thing's for sure, if you don't vote, they're going to continue to try to rule you either way.
Right, but in order to be part of the party, you must have a mohawk and wear a bunch of chains.
That'd be pretty awesome. Mark had a mohawk once.
Nice. When I was in high school.
Yeah. You thought about bringing it back.
Did I?
No, I was going to say, have you thought about bringing it back?
I'd do it for a charity fundraiser.
I was going to say, would you do it for like a charity thing? If
charity fundraiser,
we raise
sure.
X for this cause, then Mark sure. will support the Mohawk.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. That's a cool idea.
People can email me their thoughts on which charities. I tend to like St. Jude Children's right. Cancer Research.
So we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Alberta is on the line calling from Texarkana. Hello, Alberta.
Hello. Hi. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hello,
Alberta. You're on the air.
Young man, I know I got to make it short. My kids say I talk a long time. Look, young man, I am 92 years old.
Good wow. heavens. You sound really peppy.
Yeah, you're
I do.
Yeah, you
and
do.
I haven't been to this station very long here because, you know, being a TV fan or something, I watch television, but I began to listen to the radio a lot.
Okay.
and I've listened to y'all's part of the radio, and I like what I hear. And I do want you to know that I've lived on both sides of the fence. From mm-hmm. what I hear, the conversations and the questions and the comments and, you know, the griefs and the woes and whatever,
mm-hmm.
I've lived on both sides of the fence. Since it's, what is this, the 19th of June or
it
yesterday?
Is. 20th.
Whatever.
20th of June. Close enough.
Yes, sir. The one of them. You know I know. You know I know.
I do.
Yes. And as I've said, I've lived both sides of the fence. But I want you young men to know, I'm so glad to hear. I didn't know that a lot of the people minds thought like they do. I didn't know that.
And what do you mean when you say that? What specifically are you referring to?
I mean, it's a pro and a con. Look like to me it's a... Well, maybe because I'm a believer. Why I'm finna say what I say. I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I have not always been one.
When you say you're a believer, in what are you believing?
I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Okay. I could have jumped to that conclusion, but I didn't want to. I just wanted to make sure that that's what
that's
you were talking
all right.
about.
You can ask me. I'd love for you to ask me something.
Sure. Well, I'm still not clear what issue it is that you're calling about. I mean, we've discussed a few things tonight.
I'm calling about the attitudes of the people. Not just, look, I have no black, white, red, or yellow, what, but when you go back 100 years, you can't find a pure-blooded black nowhere.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you understand that?
I have heard the stories, and it's and most of them are unfortunate.
Yeah. No pure black blood for the past 100 years.
And that's okay. I mean, I'm not a pure European guy either, right? Like, I've got Jewish blood in me, and that's okay,
hey,
too. We're all human beings.
Man, yeah, look, that's not on my record. That's not even in my mind. As far as that, I'm some of everything. Black, white, and red.
Okay. We're all red inside.
And I have no
and I don't
problem.
Mean communist.
I have no problem. That's what I'm amazed. Look, I'm just amazed at what I hear from the people, that's all. And
well,
just,
they are always surprising. Hey, it's a great call, Alberta. I appreciate hearing from you.
I just want y'all to know I listen to y'all.
Good.
Thank
well, we're
you.
Glad
I'll
you're out there.
Again sometime.
I would love to hear from you again. Thank you, Alberta.
What
wow.
a sweetheart.
Yeah,
yeah
what
she's
a pleasant,
awesome.
What a pleasant caller. 92 years old. I love firecrackers, man,
yeah,
like
sure.
that. I love a good firecracker old
Jeez,
lady.
I just hope I'm cognizant.
right?
You're drooling. Yeah.
Somebody's wiping you.
Yep.
All right, so let's continue here. We got Peter. He's trying again in California. Hopefully the second time is the charm. Peter, are you with us?
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me this time.
We have you now. Go ahead, sir.
Cool. Sounds good. Hey, I wanted to let you know with the mandatory mask order here in California, at least where I'm at, I can go to a hardware store this morning. You know, if you go to a Home Depot, Walmart, everyone's wearing, they mandate masks. But the small places, you can still go and no one's wearing masks.
Okay.
And so you can really pick and choose where you patronize.
No, tell me, when you say they mandate masks, if you walk into a Walmart without a mask, will they refuse service to you?
Absolutely.
They'll tell you to leave?
There's a person at the door that is waiting for you, and I watch people walk up without masks, and he asks you to leave. And so if you don't have a mask, you have to go home.
Can I get some general idea where you're living? Are you like in L.A. or are you in Humboldt County?
We are in Central California in the farming district.
Okay.
Bakersfield, California, probably the biggest city around.
Okay.
You know, people got bigger things to worry about here than the virus floating around. So
country folks and city folks. I mean, this is just the divide.
And so I can go to the local hardware store, no one wearing masks, they're not going to kick me out. Local restaurant, not going to kick me out. So
excellent.
Kind of nice. I enjoy it.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, the governor's order about the masks was pretty fresh, right? Didn't that go into place Friday or something like that?
Two or three days ago. But some of the comments I've seen around town are expletive the governor.
Expletive the governor. I think that should be a word. I think they should put it on my tombstone.
Yeah, that's the phrase going around. So
All right, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that there's some disobedience going on in California, Peter.
It.
Anything else you want to share about your experience out there? All right, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right. We go on. Mark's in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT on the FM band. Hello, Mark.
Hi. I was just listening to your comment about it doesn't matter who you vote for. And, you know, I do take some exception to that. You know, because there was a big difference between Clinton and Trump. There's a big difference between Carter and Reagan, you know.
The bombs keep dropping.
Not under Carter, they didn't.
I'm pretty sure bombs did drop under
Carter. Let me defend my statement. I mean, I appreciate where you're coming from. I think there might be some difference between the two parties, but that doesn't change my statement that it doesn't matter for whom you vote. And let me defend it. And I'm going to, I'm going to give you superpowers. I'm going to give you 50 votes and allow you to travel through time and space. You may now place your 50 votes right now at this very moment in any state, in any election for the last 250 years. Have you changed the results, sir?
It's a cumulative effect, sort of like
the... Oh, I got it. I see. You don't want to answer my question. I got you. Look, I've had this conversation over and over again with my mom, you know, because it's like, but you gotta vote. It doesn't matter if I vote. My statement is, your vote doesn't make a difference, and I stand behind my statement. It doesn't make a difference. I gave you 50 votes and gave you the ability to place them anywhere in time and space in the U.S. election. And you know, as well as I do, the 50 votes will not change the result of any one of the elections.
Mark. Okay, I've seen local candidates win by less than 50 votes.
I meant presidential, if I wasn't clear on presidential. Yes, it will make a difference.
You do remember the election with, who was it, Gore and Bush?
Yep.
And
it's like 142.
Just by a few thousand votes out of how many billion?
Yep. But your vote still wouldn't make a difference.
And you know what would have happened, Mark? If Gore had gotten in instead, there still would have been wars. There still would have been taxes.
Between those two, I don't think they're that big of a difference. But
regulations. I mean, there's no difference between these people.
You'd probably have one of those global warming taxes, though.
If you want, Mark, you can stand by. We can continue the discussion here in a moment. Because I'm not against voting. I just don't think that I agree with Mark that at a federal level, it doesn't make much of an impact at all.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you get on the line right now, our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms there at discord.lrn.fm. You want to weigh in? Now is your chance. If you don't get in now, well, you can do it again tomorrow night on the live Sunday edition from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And if you don't get in there, well, then you're going to have to come to ForkFest for the next 2 weeks, and maybe you can sit in with us in person and comment, because otherwise we won't be able to take any calls starting Monday for 2 weeks.
Come to ForkFest. Party with the captain.
You should be at...
See the band called FUD.
ForkFest. Yes. So we're going to go on here with more of your calls, but there is another story that I thought was worth bringing up here tonight, given that we were talking about the masks and the madness and the lockdowns and obedience. But you think we've got it bad in the United States? And we do. Have you heard what they're doing in Ontario?
That's in, like, Canada, eh?
Yeah, it's a little north of here, eh?
Settle the boot.
So what it's a boot is this thing called a social circle. So,
wait, isn't this one of the cell phone companies where you have, like, you know, the top 10 people and you're calling and you can call them free?
Something like that, except this is about they're claiming that they're going to be allowing. Now you'll be allowed, instead of having a total lockdown, which is apparently what they've been having,
mm-hmm.
Now the Ontario government is allowing people to form what they call social circles of up to 10 people with whom they don't have to physically distance. According to various different news stories about this, the Ontario government has been talking about these social circles. They are different from the gathering limit, which was recently expanded from 5 to 10 people. She says, quote, the rules for social circles are different from the recent expansion of social gatherings from 5 to 10 people. Social gatherings can be any 10 people from outside your social circle, but where physical distancing of at least 2 meters must be maintained.
Oh, Jesus. Man.
She said social circles should instead be thought of as the people you can touch, hug, and come into close contact with.
You know, I'm just going to stop you there, and I'm going to say that it is one of the most gracious acts I have seen of the rulers of Ontario to allow their peasants the social circle groups. It is such a gracious move on their part.
Yes, now you can finally give someone a hug. But make sure that you follow all the social circle rules in order to ensure that you're being a good little citizen. I have five steps created by the Ontario government. This is from files.ontario.ca, straight from their website. How to build your social circle. As we continue our shared fight against COVID-19, social circles are a way of safely expanding the number of people with whom we can come into close contact. Think of your social circle as the people you can hug and touch, or those who can become part of your daily and weekly routines. To create a safe social circle, follow these five simple steps. Step 1. Start with your current circle, the people you live with or who regularly come into your household. Step 2. If your current circle is under 10 people, you can add members to your circle, including another household, family members, or friends. Step 3. Get agreement from everyone that they will join the circle. Step 4. Keep your social circle safe. Maintain physical distancing with anyone outside of your circle. Like,
people already know how to do this. This is just called social interaction.
No, no. This is called not socially interacting. This is called limiting the number of people with whom you have any
understand,
kind of social
I understand that they are now allowing you to do a thing that you previously didn't need to be allowed to do.
And step 5. Be true to your social circle. No one should be part of more than one circle.
Oh, no.
So if you thought this was a bad idea, and I think it's a bad idea, but this is particularly ridiculous, right? Your 10 people that you might want to hang out with, Mark, or, you know, hug or do whatever with, may be different than the people that your wife may feel comfortable doing sure. those things with. But yet they're saying here that you, if you have your wife in your social circle, and you will because you're in the same household together, yep. that the two of you can only have the same social circle.
What if I have multiple hobbies? I want to be...
Nope,
I have a musical circle because I'm a musician. Nope. I like making music. But then I also like, recreational carpentry. And so I want to go hang out with, you know, my carpenter friend.
You shan't. It's because of COVID. Don't you care about safety?
It's going to be really difficult for guys to get their mistresses to join
their circle.
Yeah, stick in their circles and stuff like that. And, yeah. you know, for, you know, the ladies who have, you know, some on the side, it's going to not work out very well. Oh, just like the guy who predicted the big disaster, you know, who snuck around in Great Britain and finally caught
with his mistress.
Oh, right.
Yeah. This whole thing is a big fat lie perpetuated by a big fat lie. And
yeah. I guarantee you these people who are writing these plans are just as hypocritical as the other people you're talking about.
It's just another manufactured thing to make themselves feel more important than they actually are. I don't know about
and
you,
to keep
but
the fear going.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I always look to government to tell me things that I'm allowed to do now that I previously didn't need permission right. or to be allowed to do. So, I mean, holy crap, thank everybody for the rulers of Ontario for being so nice.
If you're in Canada and you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. But I just saw this. Somebody posted this graphic of this five-step plan in the Discord
sickening.
Chat. And I was just, sickening is the right word for this. It's just so sad. And it's just so sad to see the way the media is representing this. Because, again, we were talking earlier about how the media has been propagating the mask thing here in the United States, propagating the fear that surrounds this stuff. And so the fear is pretty heavy with the Ontario media as well, but the way they write about this, it's like,
and
wow.
You know what the next step of this is, right? Of course, you have to have a license for your social circle, and those 10 people in your circle need to be registered with the board of social circle, you know, people or whatever.
Yeah, and I don't think it's unreasonable to think that that's what they would do. They are not going to lessen control here, and I understand that some people, they're lessening control. It used to be that you could only hug people in your household. Now you can add up to 10 people that you can hug. See, that's better for socializing. It's better for human contact, and it is.
Can
it's
you
better
imagine,
than zero. But
can
it's,
you imagine somebody going in for a hug and somebody? Oh wait,
you're not in my circle.
Right?
Sorry.
Like, I mean, come on, man. You know, you're a human being on planet Earth. You can hug another human being as long as you have their consent. It's fine.
But that's just how scared people are. They are scared to get even anywhere near other human beings. I mean, I'm so tired of being in grocery store aisles or, you know, walking somewhere in public and seeing people go as far away from other human beings as, like, oh my God, I've got to walk all the way on the other side of the aisle from this person and look like, you know, they're carrying some sort of, you know, horrifying infectious disease and treat everybody that way, even though there's no evidence for it whatsoever, even though no one acted like this 5 months ago, you know?
13 weeks ago.
It's so crazy. It's only been 13 weeks, too, right? Wow. All right, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Susan. She's calling from California, listening, I believe, in San Luis Obispo. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, Tony. I have a lot to say, but I don't know if I have time. I may have to call back another time.
It's a short one here, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Try your best. Pick one thing.
In Orange County, they have done away with the mask. 3 million people in Orange County. And it was done by this Peggy Hall, who is Orange County. She's a professor of health expert, and she pointed out that it's not OSHA. We're not even following OSHA guidelines, OSHA laws. It actually OSHA in the state of United States of the Health Department. OSHA. They say that a certain people need a certain amount of a level of oxygen. And these masks do not give us that level. It goes below the level. So, therefore, if you're wearing these masks for long periods of time, you will get less and less oxygen. And that can be detrimental to your health long periods. Very, very detrimental to health. And there's no governor, she says, can force you to wear it because we haven't made laws yet.
Well, that is an important distinction, Susan, and thank you for pointing that out, and thank you for the call tonight. And you're welcome to call back any other time to talk about more stuff with us. But governor's orders are not laws. So even if you believe in the government system, and I think we should throw the whole thing out, but even if you believe in the system, then a law is a thing the legislature passes and the governor signs, and then it goes in as a law. These are just orders. They're just handwriting on paper from the governor.
When I was saying in one of the breaks that a person. Person's face is their own private property. If you don't own yourself, what do you own?
Right.
It's their you're your own property, and so you're free to do with your face whatever it is you like. As soon as you force somebody else to do something to their face, you're in the wrong.
Hey, I want to say thank you, by the way, to our newest radio affiliates out there. We got KWPM, AM, and FM in West Plains, Missouri. They're on board for our Saturday show.
Nice.
And also the station she just called from, which is a brand new FM talk station.
Welcome.
KNews 98.5 out in San Luis Obispo. Also available on the HD side of things. But it's great to be on both of those stations. So welcome if you're new to the show. You've probably already noticed we're a little different from your typical talk show. And we would love to have you participate the next time you hear us, or any old night of the week, because we are on the internet, all 7. We'll see you online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.